When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to another fan team video from Fantasy Football Scouts. I am joined as ever by Mr. Josh Waldridge. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Alex. How about you?
What's the oop?
I was just trying to minimize it. I was trying to mute our stream basically so I can see all the questions in the background when people ask them.
That's very good. So I hear a rumor that you've done a lot of prep for today.
Oh God, who did you hear that off? I'm
you.
I'm not sure. No, I've given it an extra special go this week. Not that I don't do my research anyway, but I've got a full on spreadsheet going this week with different tabs.
Wow.
So yeah, let's get into it. Let's have some fun today.
Very nice. Yeah, look forward to it. So if you're watching this and you play Fantasy, we've got a really good offer. I mean, it's not even an offer. It's just a free game that you can sign up to. If you go on to Fantasy and go into the lobby. And I'll show you where it is in a sec. There's an exclusive Fantasy Football Scouts weekly monster game where the first place prize is £100. There's a £500 prize pool. Top 15 will all win some money. Maximum one entry per user. And it's exactly the same as the weekly monster that Josh and I are going to be talking about, which is also the same as the free roll. So everything that we're talking about in this video will help you across all of those different weekly contests. The password is very cryptic. You really need a... Alan Turing to decrypt it for you. The password is FFS Scout. So FF Scout, basically, which is the name of Fantasy Football Scout. Head over to that, sign up to that, put your team in, and you could win £100 or other prizes for absolutely nothing. So definitely get involved with that. Right, before we talk about the monsters, let's just check in with our £1 million prize pool teams, £1 million entry. That would be a hell of an entry. So this is me. My best team is 2073. My other teams are all absolutely useless, all below 10,000. The team Josh and I set up at the start is 12,000. Our late reg team is 16,000. And then I've got a 17,000, a 22,000 team, and the others are past even that. So basically, I'm completely reliant on my one team doing well. I've got Backman, Trent, Diaz, Soufal, Salah, Greenwood, Saar, Benrahma, Antonio, Tony and Ronaldo, and Foster, Amity, White and Gilmore. So, I mean, apart from Saar, really, wasn't an amazing week. Ronaldo blanked, but I did have Salah captain, so that went quite well. Antonio got a goal. Other than that, not too many points across the board. Diaz has done well for me, though.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it. It seems like everyone sort of chipped in a little bit. Tony got an assist as well, I think. Not bad against Liverpool. You wouldn't have expected that one, I don't think. So, Saar's been carrying us for the last 2 weeks across the board. I think he's, for his price, he's just like, I think he's got 3 goals in the past 2 weeks. It really helps, doesn't it, when one of the cheapies does that. So, really good. Nice progress as well. Like, even our the two you said were like pretty rubbish, like 12K and 16K. That's a lot better than it was a few weeks ago. So,
yeah, I know. Our late reg team is really sort of clawing up, which is good. What do you make about Saar kind of going forward? Because he's got one more good game against Leeds, but then the fixtures really turn for Watford. Are you going to be sticking with him? You're very loyal to these kind of players, aren't you?
Yeah, I am going to be sticking with him because I think the Liverpool game's in week 8. Obviously, that's not ideal, but even in that one, he scored a brace in that the last time these two teams met. I remember it was when Liverpool lost their unbeaten record. It was absolutely amazing day. But I think 9, 10, 11, the fixtures are actually okay from an attacking perspective for Watford. I don't think they're as bad as the tickers might make out and stuff. So I'm definitely happy to hold him for sort of the next 5 weeks. And then I think after that, they go really quite bad after that, I think. So that might be the time I get rid, I think.
Not good. I mean, 8 is Liverpool, Everton away, Southampton at home, Arsenal away, United at home, Leicester away, Chelsea at home. I mean, it's not that bad. It can't be any worse.
No, the three after Liverpool are okay. I think Everton have been shambolic defensively, and Southampton at home, it has to be considered a good fixture, even if they have looked good defensively. I think maybe after that, even Arsenal, I mean, Arsenal can be got out on the counter-attack as well. I quite like the three for Watford specifically, I quite like the three after Liverpool, but after that, I think it is time to get rid after that.
Interesting. Sure. Yeah, I'm in the other camp. I'm going to be getting rid of him in my FPL team and fan team as soon as this game's over, I think. I'm just not sure on Watford. Like, they just, when you've got a team that's so reliant on one player, I just think in the tougher games that they're going to get found out more.
But. Yeah, they're not good as a team. Let's not get, like, he's the only player in terms of an outfield perspective that I would even vaguely consider. I think for the rest of, I'm going to be bold and say for the rest of the season, almost. I think literally, yeah. But. I don't know, if he gets a brace again this week or a goal this week, I'm going to find it really hard to sell, I think. I think I'm going to find it really hard to sell, whereas it looks like you're just playing purely the fixtures and you're just going to take the points and move on, you know what I mean?
He's gone. If he signs me off with a hat-trick, I'll be more than happy, but yeah, he's definitely good. Out. Let's take a look at your team. I mean, you're doing well. You've got a team that, you know, nearly in the top 1,000, 1,072. Teams outside of that, 1,357. And then three other teams all in the top 10K, 4,546, 8788, 8863. Very nice. This is your best performing team. Rayo in goal, Maguire, Van Dijk, Cancelo, Salah, Jota, Saint-Maximin, Sarr, Antonio, Tony. And yeah, did you have Ronaldo captain or is he your captain for next week?
No, I had Salah captain on every single team. Yeah, I've just set Ronaldo for next week because he's the only option I've got in this team, I think, looking at this week, because there's no Lukaku there, obviously. So this team, although it's my highest one, this was the one I was very close to wildcarding this week, actually. Just looking at it, I think Maguire's a problem. Jota could be a problem, I think, moving forward from this point. I really don't think he's going to start this weekend. So I think that's another problem. And then there's no bench. Gilmore's been dropped or rested now, whatever you want to say. So he's not even going to like cover on the bench.
No.
Webster and Ayling might be injured. Well, Webster is injured. Ayling might be injured. So I was really close to wild card in this, but I just about resisted.
And they did pretty well, right? I mean, you got points from Tony, Antonio, Sars and Maximan, Jota, Salah, Cancelo.
Yeah, and Maguire got subbed off before the goal went in as well, so he got
outrageous.
That was an outrageous one. Yeah, I was really happy with that one. But I'm thinking I need to do at least one move. Probably take a hit, I think, on this. But we'll come to that maybe a bit later, I think. But
yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go through as we do each week, check out our picks for the weekly game. We haven't won any money yet. Just thought I'd mention that. Surely it's going to come soon. So this is the Fantasy kind of homepage, just to show you. If you click on Premier League, you can see all the kind of Premier League games. There's lots of different ones that you can select. Whole different varieties, ones like Man of the Match. The Game Week 7 Monsters hot and at the top. So you can play that. It's £1.68, £10.08 or £63. So different bets essentially on how well you think you'll do. If you scroll down, you've got the free roll here. So if you're part of the £1 million game, you can enter this for free. And there's a 1K prize pool in that one. And if you keep scrolling down, you'll then find the Fantasy Helpers Get one, which is here. And again, it's free. You just need to enter that password in, which is FF Scout. Enter that in and you'll be able to play that for free as well. So essentially two free monster games that you can play as long as you're signed up to the million pound game, and one free game if you're not and want to give it a go. So let's go straight into this. See if the password works. Of course it will. Oops, let me help if I actually click the button.
Just, I'll deal with a few questions in the chat while you're clicking. One person asked, I can't read the name, sorry, but I think it's Gobbier or something like that. But he said, is TAA definitely out this week? I believe he is, yeah. And I think he might actually be out for game week 8 as well. That's not confirmed, but I think he's definitely out for this week anyway. And then Tom asked, who's the best goalkeeper on wildcard? Have you got any ideas on that? Or?
Well, it's a tricky question to answer that because it kind of depends on budgets and price and stuff. If budget's no option, I don't even consider like the 5.56 million goalkeepers. I'd only ever pay the maximum of 5. So assuming you could afford either, I still think Sarr is probably the one that I'd go for. Melier could be an option on a wild card because the fixtures remain quite good and hopefully they're going to start getting some defenders back, and Ramsdale as well. I think they're the three that I'd be looking between. I think I'd probably favour Sarr. What about you?
I agree. I think Saar's best and I think Ramsdale second best. So yeah. we agree on that one for once, which is very nice.
Check us out. Yeah.
I was sort of laughing when people were suggesting Ramsdale this time last week or whatever, but he's so cheap on this and he's cheap on FPL as well. So I think he's a good pick, to be honest, for a defence that is improving, to be fair. So, yeah.
I guess the worry is, does Leno play the odd game? Like, is Leno... Like, Leno hasn't, like, done anything particularly wrong, has he? Like, he's... You know, obviously, Arteta backed him when Martinez left and he's had a year and... It wasn't, I don't know, he wasn't incredible, but he wasn't awful. And now he's brought in Ramsdale and just said, okay, Leno, you're done now, see you later. It seems, I don't know, it just seems a bit of a strange turn of events. I mean, maybe that is what's happened, but it could be like a bit of a Kepa situation where we might see him just coming in for the odd game just to show he's not completely forgotten about.
Yeah, I really like the Saar-Ruddy combo because you get the insurance of having the second goalie for 4 million, whereas obviously with Leno, you can't do that because he's not 4 million. Yep. So I just wouldn't advocate doing Ramsdale and Leno. So you'd sort of have to do like Ramsdale and Foster and hope that Foster might play the odd game for Watford because I don't think he's going to continue in the berth after the weekend's performance. He was absolutely atrocious at the weekend. So yeah. I think we might see Backman coming back in this week, I think.
Yeah, the Backman-Foster combo hasn't really worked that well for us, has it? Because they're just not getting saves, really, like we thought they might do, which is why we went for them originally. Cool, right, let's have a look at the weekly then. So if you look at this list, you can see Chelsea very much the most expensive players in the game. Lukaku is the most expensive this week, 14 million. Got the likes of Mount, Havertz, Werner, all around 13, Pulisic, don't think we'll be picking any of those, Ziyech, who's going to play, Kovacic. So the next sort of one on the list is Rafinha at 11.9. You've got Bamford there, 11.8, probably not going to play. And then back into Chelsea again, Jorginho, Hudson-Odoi, Niguez and Loftus-Cheek. And then Harrison. So it's very much a Chelsea and Leeds kind of loving on fan team this week. And then Jimenez there as well. So come on then, Josh, you've picked this up. You've done us loads of research, got your spreadsheet out. Who are your top picks going into this weekly event?
I think my default strategy over the last 4 or 5 weeks has been put Mikel Antonio in up front as like the first pick. I mean, like, just he's like 11, he's cheaper than all these Leeds and Chelsea players. And it just feels too much of a discount for like 11 million. I think that feels like a really generous price again. Brentford haven't been bad at the back, but West Ham are a very good attacking team. Now we have to just accept that they're good going forward, I think. So what do you think about 11 million for him?
Well, no brainer. Like, he's obviously in. I like Tony as well, 7.1.
I really like that actually. Because West Ham are quite suspect at the back, to be honest. Like, they don't keep many clean sheets at all. So I think Tony at 7.1, he was on my shortlist for the strikers as well. Yeah,
obviously definitely. On pens, playing well, starting to get in the assists and attacking returns.
90 now. Minutes as well. He always gets 90 minutes. It's a nice little insurance policy. It's lovely, to be honest.
Yeah.
As far as the defences, I mean, I did really like Nick Pope this week at home to Norwich because he'll make saves anyway, but also like that seems like a good shot at a clean sheet to me, I think.
Yep, 8.4 for Pope. Seems pretty nice.
I thought that was really nice. And then obviously pairing with the defender is what I typically do, like to get that defensive double up that we always talk about. So
which one would
you
go for?
You can take your pick from the four Burnley ones. I think they're all 7.6 to 7.9. So you just pick whichever one you think might get an attack in return, basically. So that's really personal.
And then
preference.
Get it wrong and kick yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, you pick me and Tarkowski scores a bullet header, like, so it's which you can't really go wrong. Yeah, and then me will score an absolute screamer from 30 yards. So there you go.
You just know it. Yep, nice. What about some of the other fixtures then? So obviously Leeds and Wolves are looking pretty decent. Leeds v Watford, Wolves versus Newcastle. Any players you're looking at from those two teams?
Well, my worry with Wolves is that I still am convinced they don't score that many goals. As good as they've looked going forward, they've got some good numbers as well. I think Jimenez would be the only attacker I would consider, but I think for Wolves, I'm fancying like a double up at the back, if anything, really. I think, you know, someone like Semedo and Saiss, they've got some attacking threat and also the clean sheet potentially still very much there against Newcastle, I think. So I think that's sort of, they're a decent price as well, like 8.8 and 8.9, I think, for Saiss and Semedo. So I don't mind either of those, to be honest.
We can sit this in. I mean, like, obviously Chelsea are the... Everyone's looking at Chelsea to deliver returns. But, I mean, you're looking at Marcus Alonso, 10.4, Rudiger's at 9.7. The midfield, I don't really fancy any of those. And they're all ridiculously high prices on this. I mean, you know, Kovacic, 12.1. Like, I'm not going to pay that. What about Lukaku then? 14 million. He's, I mean, captaincy wise, he seems the best option this week. Does that make him worth the money?
Yeah, so I think if you pick him, you have to captain him at that price for this week, just because it's such a high price. It's so much more than a lot of the other players. I mean, he's 3 million more than Antonio off the bat. That seems like a lot, but if you are going to captain Lukaku, I think it could well be worth it. He's definitely my most popular captain across my teams this week, both on the season long and the monster. So I think he's a great, great option. Obviously, if you're picking some of these like cheaper players, such as the Wolves defenders and Burnley defenders, you can almost enable Lukaku and Tony as well. If you're going down all the way to 7.1 with Tony, I think you can afford Lukaku basically. So let's put him in next to the other team,
yep.
I think.
Yep. He's in, yeah. Who else we got?
And then, well, midfield. I mean, I sound like a broken record, but Ismaïla Sarr, I think he's going to score again against Leeds, honestly. They're so depleted at the back. I think he's 7.4. Yeah, it's literally cheap. A ridiculous so price,
cheap.
I think.
Yeah, so cheap.
Yeah, I love it, to be honest. And if you go with the likes of Sarr and Tony, the other thing you can do is you can double up the Chelsea defence as well, if you so desire, or because they're obviously expensive, but these cheaper ones enable you to pick them, you know what I mean? So it's that sort of thing as well. But I like Rafinha as well, do you?
I do.
Though he's quite expensive, he is really expensive, but yeah, he could have a really big game if he starts. I think that's my only worry, is he fit?
He is a lot of money. I mean, 11.9 for Rafinha does seem a lot, but he has been getting returns regularly, which we haven't really seen that from him before. Like last season, he was frustrating, right? Because he would get the odd assist or the odd goal every now and then, but never really getting double-digit returns. Also not really being that consistent with them. Like never really showing, you know, I mean, he's so good on the pitch, but you need that to be backed up with points. But I'm wondering if we're now starting to see a slightly different Rafinha. 11.9 though.
It's a good fixture, but I mean, I've never thought that I'm ever going to pay 11.9 for Rafinha on a fantasy game, you know what I mean? But let's see how much money we've got left. So how many have we got left for the last three slots? How much we got left?
Well, I've just swapped out Burnley for Chelsea defence.
Yeah.
So we got 22.8 in the bank.
For three slots.
The
money's getting a bit tight now when we've done that. Maybe we... Yeah, we can't afford Rafinha if we did the Chelsea defence, basically. It's like, it's all this, where are you putting your money, basically? You know what I mean? Like, the Chelsea defence is great, but you're basically picking between Chelsea defence or Rafinha, I think, basically. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. I mean, what other games are there that... So, I mean, Liverpool City, I guess we're avoiding, because we just don't know what is gonna happen in that. I mean, Salah's like 9.5, Jota's 8.3, but we're not sure he's going to play. Who do you think is going to win that game? Should be a good game.
It's these games, there hasn't been much in between for Liverpool City over the years. It's either been a goal fest or a really like low scoring game. There hasn't been many like 1-1s or anything. There's been a few like 4-2s, 4-3s. I think City pummeled them 4-1 last year or 4-2 or something. And then I know Liverpool reversed that the year before, because when they won the title, Liverpool, they absolutely battered City at the Etihad, I think. So yeah, I've got a sneaky feeling there might be a lot of goals, just because City have looked really good defensively, but Liverpool haven't at all. So I just think if there's an early goal, there might be some fireworks. I'm not sure. But
they'll confirm them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so it's, I think you can go any way you want with that game. And if you get it right, I think you've got a really good chance of winning on this monster slate, to be honest, and winning the free roll as well.
Yeah, I think if you're entering multiple teams, then like Diaz and Cancelo are like the same price as Tarkowski and Pope or me, for example. So if you think City are going to win it, it might be worth grabbing a couple of those, because they're probably going to be less picked, like less highly owned, because people are going to try and avoid that fixture because it's obviously two top teams.
I also think the two goalies for City and Liverpool are quite good this week, because if they do keep a clean sheet, they're likely to make some saves this week for once, which is quite unusual for them. So I think they're quite well priced as well, if you do go for some sort of like defensive double up from either Liverpool or Chelsea, I think. Liverpool or City, sorry.
Yep, nice. Who else we got? So we got Villa Spurs.
Again, I feel like both teams will score in that game. That's my feeling on it. But I don't know. I think Kane's a bit more this week. Like he's 9-9 this week, I think.
He was a bad pick from you last week.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, Son was 7-7 last week. We completely missed that one because he actually scored. He like paid off his value. Mm. You know what I mean? We just went for the wrong Spurs one, I think. But
He's 10 this week. Kane's 9-9.
I think it's a little bit too much for this exact structure we've got on the screen. We just can't afford those kind of players now. We need to go quite a bit more budget, I think, in some spot somewhere, basically.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, with the Chelsea defence here, I think maybe all we can even afford is like going for some sort of defensive dub, like another two defenders to go with this, because all the midfielders I like are just like a bit more above the price bracket that we've got left with the budget, basically.
So who are they?
Like the midfielders I like, sorry, did you ask?
Yeah.
I like Zaha against Leicester. They've looked really bad defensively, Leicester have as well. I think Zaha's 8-1, I think.
8-1, yep.
Yeah.
You'd prefer him over Gallagher?
Gallagher, yeah, definitely, yeah. I think we've hit quite a bit of upside with Gallagher so far. I mean, I saw him for West Brom all last year. He's likely to be, or has a good chance of being, the most booked player in the league this year, genuinely. Yeah. He picks up so many yellow cards. He's like a really busy player. So he does like a lot of the tackling side of things. And I think you're going to get a lot of one-pointers from him like throughout the season. And it's going to really frustrate you once he gets booked.
He's lost some set pieces as well now, hasn't he? Because Milivojevic.
Yeah, he has. So he took quite a few for West Brom as well, actually. So he has got that way to points. But I really like Zaha still. I think he's definitely still their focal point going forward. So
he's
such a good footballer. Yeah, I like Zaha. I like Ward-Prowse if we don't go for the Chelsea defence.
I like some Maximin
if we don't go for the Wolves defence. But obviously, we've got those both covered here. So they're sort of out of bounds on this exact team that we've built.
5.7 for Ward-Prowse. You must be rubbing your hands together thinking, ooh, this could be it.
I thought there'd been some sort of mispricing on the website or something when I saw it. I was like, yeah. So any team where I don't have Chelsea defence, he's very much in my consideration, just to enable the rest of the team, basically. As for the rest, I mean, it's quite hard to build it like this with the Chelsea defence. They are just so much money, aren't they, is the problem.
Well, we can lose one. We can drop one down. We can go back to the double Burnley defence.
I think go back to the double Burnley defence, then I feel much more comfortable building a really good team around that structure, I think.
So I'm looking in Pope and Tokowski again. So we've got 18.
Yeah, I just really like Pope's price. I think he could hit a really big game if he gets a clean. It could be like sort of accompanied with four saves or something, you know what I mean? And then you've got a really high score from your relatively cheap goalkeeper, I think.
Yep. Okay, so we've got two more midfielder spots, and we got sort of 9.2 each. So we've got a fair bit of money to use.
Now we got plenty. We got more than enough now. Yeah, so it's all good. I mean, Suchek, Benrahma are decent. They're like Benrahma's like 10, I think, and Suchek's 9.5. I really like both of those.
10.4 for Benrahma. 9.5 for Suchek. Yeah,
it's a little bit expensive for Benrahma, but I don't mind those two. How much did you say we had? About 18.4. Is that right?
Yeah, we could get Benrahma, and then we've got eight, bang on eight.
Okay. There weren't many I loved around the eight price, actually, I remember, because Zaha was the only one, but we've already got him in, obviously. What about if we put Rafinha in? Do we have enough for... That would leave about 6.5 or something, right?
Instead of Benrahma?
Yeah.
That gives us 6.5.
I don't mind that, actually. I guess it would be like Ward-Prowse, and then maybe the other one I like is Trossard, 7-3, actually.
We're not putting bloody Ward-Prowse in. Get over him.
Yeah, I don't mind Trossard and the Arsenal midfielders, actually. They're like 8-6 for the Arsenal mids, and I think Trossard's 7-3, which I quite like that price.
Saka,
actually,
I really like the look of, 8-6.
Yeah. I mean, I like Saka as nice. Well, I think.
I just think Saka for 8-6 is better than Rafinha at 11-9.
So do I, yeah. I've got Saka in a lot of my teams, actually. I really like that price. And he's definitely preferred to like the ones underneath him, like Pepe, Smith Rowe, I think. I think Saka's the best price, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, with 9.8, you know, now we could get Salah if we wanted to.
I like that. I don't think you can go wrong with Salah at 9.5, really. I think that's a really nice price, isn't it? You're not going to get him any cheaper, are you, is the thing.
No.
If Liverpool score, it's likely to be him, isn't it? So
he's got a good record against City. I think, you know, Liverpool are the best attack currently in the league, statistically. And he's playing the best football I've ever seen him play. So I'm more than happy to have him in. Otherwise, you're looking at, you know, I mean, Dwight McNeil's more expensive than him. That's what I love about these weekly games. Yeah. You've got players like Dwight McNeil, like 0.2 more. And yeah, I mean,
the Kovacic 12 one's funny. I think that's just hilarious. I think that's just like...
Yeah,
just,
that's very...
A lot of players are just out of play, and it's presumably like an algorithm they use to build the prices right. So like, there's going to be some anomalies like this week on week, but... It just they're just automatic fades for me, and I think the whole Chelsea midfield is just like, I'm not going to go anywhere near it, to be honest.
Yeah. So our team is Pope, Sace, Semedo, Tarkowski, Sar, Zaha, Saka, Salah. That is a tricky four to say. I'll tell you one other thing. And then Antonio, Tony, and Lukaku up front with Lukaku captain.
Antonio and Tony, yeah,
Antonio
as well.
Like and it's Tony, like a, I know. It's like
a bunch of tongue twisters across the team.
It's a good team, though.
Yeah, I really like this team. I think I've built one identical to this, to be honest, or really similar. Mm. And I think Lukaku's the captain, isn't he, this one?
Lukaku's the captain, yeah. So,
yeah. There we go.
Into that. Done. And then let's have a look at some of the other teams that you've built as well.
The good thing about this, by the way, is if you build the team once, you can actually like load it into all the tournaments at the same time. If you wanted to put this one team, you could put it in the free roll, the scout free roll, and also the weekly monster. So... It's nice and easy to do. I quite like it.
So you can essentially, you know, if you wanted to play the weekly monster game, you know, and pay your money, then you can then just press a button and then it would automatically do it for the others as well, which is, yeah, really cool. Good feature. Okay, so this is one of the teams you sent me. So yeah, this is very similar to the team that we've just made. So Pope and me, Sace and Semedo.
Almost the same.
Yeah, Zaha, Saka, Sar, and Mane instead of Salah, and then Ings, Antonio, and Lukaku. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's 9 out of 11, the same as the team.
That's
right. We just
at least my thoughts are pretty clear.
Absolutely.
For this week. That's what it identifies anyway.
Yeah,
I sneaky like Ings because as I mentioned before, I think Villa are going to score against Tottenham because I just don't think Tottenham will clean against anybody at the moment. Mm. So he was 8 million, I think. I don't think that's a bad price. And then the way I've made up that money is downgrading Salah to Mane, and I think Mane for 8.4 is still a really good price as well because he could easily score
that
at that price. So
yeah.
Should we move on to one of the next ones because this one's a bit boring? We've already done this one. Basically.
Yeah, this one's a bit more interesting. So Pope and Tarkowski, and then double Chelsea defence in Alonso and Rudiger, and then Zaha, Saka, Trossard, Sar, Antonio, Tony, and Lukaku. So again, I mean, the team we just made is kind of like a hybrid of these two, really. So Tony's come in. You've got the double Chelsea defence. Trossard, who you mentioned, is there as well. I like this team. I think I prefer this team to the last one, actually. I just don't think Southampton are going to score. I think I can see Wolves conceding to Saint-Maximin. I could even see Burnley conceding because they're not that good defensively. But Chelsea just seems such a lock for a clean sheet.
Yeah, the thing with the Chelsea prices, though, at over 10 million for Alonso, for example, you do really need an attack in return to go with it to justify. Like, you need the clean, but you almost need the attack in return as well to really justify the 10 million price. You know what I mean? You need quite a big score from them, really. Whereas the Burnley boys and the Wolves boys, you're happy with 6-6 if they both get 6, for example. You know what I mean? Or
that's
whatever.
True. Yep.
Tony's a great price, as we talked about. 7-1, I think he could really get at West Ham this week. I could see that being sort of a 2-2 or something. I think something along the lines of what they had against Liverpool last week. Saka and Trossard, again, I can see there being goals in your game, in the late game, actually, Arsenal against Brighton. I think if there's an early goal, it could be a really open one, I think. And then my boy Sars in every team I ever build, basically. So there you go.
He's the new Ward-Prowse. So your third team, so this one's very different, 5 at the back this time. Pope and me, Creswell and Soufal, and Alonso and Rudiger. And then just 2 midfields, Zaha and Sar. And then Vardy, Antonio, and Chris Wood. So this is your proper like differential team.
Yeah, I wanted to send you something a bit different. You know what I mean? I've obviously entered this team that I've sent as well. But this is one of my like really, right, what about if Lukaku blanks kind of thing? What can I build to like sort of capitalise on that if that happens? You know what I mean? Chris Wood, captain, just going for the absolute wild that Burnley just run riot kind of thing and win 3-0 or something and he gets a couple of goals or whatever. Vardy I still like because he's capable of scoring against anybody, and Crystal Palace haven't been completely like, they're not a defensive team anymore. They've got a different philosophy. So I'm happy with him. I think he could easily get in behind and get a goal or two. And then the 5 at the back is just building on the principle I always do, where if I pick a defence, I always double it to try and like maximise that clean sheet if it happens, you know what I mean? So I think Creswell and Coufal, to be honest, I fancy Brentford to score, but if West Ham do keep a clean sheet, those two have got so much attacking potential as well that they could get like a monster haul if it does happen, you know what I mean? So I think they're punty picks, but I think that they could really pay off if they get the clean. So
Right, coming back to our £1 million prize pool team. We mentioned it last week. I think it's wildcard time because in our team we've got Backman and Foster who aren't doing very well, Ayling on the bench, Trent's injured. We've got Tierney, Soufal, Mane, Ward-Prowse, Salah, Traore. Traore's been out of the picture. We've got Antonio, Tony, Ronaldo. We've got no Chelsea players at all. We've got one free transfer. This looks like a team that needs a wild card to me. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think it's one of them. Like, so obviously, if you wild card at the start of a game week, this is like a hot tip, by the way. You can make like 1.5 million in team value by catching the price rises because they always happen at the start of the week, you see. And 1.5 million team value has to be worth like quite a few points across the season. You know what I mean? It's going to gain you points down the line. So I think this is a team we're probably definitely wildcarding next week, if not this week, you know what I mean? But I'll make sure to message you so we do it at the start of the game.
So you think we should do this next week?
Yeah, just because you won't gain any team value if you do it now.
We don't have any good players, Josh.
I know, but the three strikers are good. I really like the front three this week. I think they're really, really good for this week. It's what we picked on our monster team almost, this front three, other than Lukaku over Ronaldo, you know what I mean?
So I guess we potentially just do Trent down to Rudiger?
Yeah, you want a Chelsea defender in, so I think Trent to Rudiger's obvious. And then you could consider a hit, I think, because like you say, what about if Traore doesn't play, for example? Then we're really on the bare bones then, aren't we, with this team, I think.
But he has got Newcastle.
Yeah, if he plays... I spoke to a Wolves. I actually asked a Wolves fan this question yesterday and he doesn't think he's going to play. He doesn't think he's going to start again. So if he doesn't start, I think it's a disaster, really.
I mean, we can upgrade Gilmore to a 6.9 with a hit.
Yeah, I mean, there's not many of them I like other than the aforementioned Sarr at that price point. I think that it's really become quite compressed in that price point all of a sudden now because people have gone off Benrahma quite a bit, I think. But to be fair, if we're wildcarding next week, we only need a one-week punt, don't we, really? So maybe Benrahma is the choice.
Maybe it's Benrahma.
If you don't get Rudiger, you could get Aspilicueta for 0-1 less, by the way, and then you could afford Zaha if you want.
That's what we do then, I think.
Yeah. Aspilicueta is such a good price on this game at 5-5. I think that's great.
Let's do that.
I think that's good. A 1 week punt on Mr. Zaha, bench Traore, right? And then I think we're good.
Bench Traore? What, we play Ward-Prowse away at Chelsea?
You're happy to take? Are you going to take? Yeah, let's take the risk on Traore then, if you want. Yeah, we'll bench Ward-Prowse and he'll get his two penalties.
we just kick ourselves so much if Traore does start in that game and finally gets his big call.
I think Ward-Prowse is probably the correct decision, and then I'll message you on Sunday night and tell you to definitely wildcard this team so we can catch the price rise.
Sounds good. Yep. I'm just going to make these transfers now. I know we should wait for the press conferences, but I think we're probably fine with those. What about the late reg team? So the late reg team, we've got Saar, Van Dijk, Trent, Reguilon, Salazar, Suchek, Fernandez, Torres, Antonio, Tony, and just no bench, Ruddy, Webster, Hurst, and Ayling. God, this is even worse.
Well, this is the closest I've seen to a wild card. Is this 1-3 or 2-3? 1-3 again? Or 2? We must have 2, right?
We got 2. Yeah.
Yes, we can fix it with a -4, definitely. You can always fix it with a -4 when you've got 2 free transfers. It's all
Torres has got to go.
I think, I guess we commit to wildcarding this one next week maybe as well. I mean, it's an absolute shambles.
We'll do the wildcards, but then we'll obviously do the stream next week and show them off.
Yeah, we'll do a wildcard bonanza next week, like on game week, for game week 8 when we come back after the break, obviously.
God, this is shocking. How did we end up with this? We've got Fernandez still in there, Mr. Penalty for us. Oh, dear.
So we want Trent... Again, I'd get Zaha again, or maybe get Benrahma for this one, just for something a bit different, because I think he's quite a nice punt for this
week. We got Suchek, though. Let's go for Zaha again. Okay,
Zaha. Definitely do Trent to Rudiger again, I think.
You don't want to move for Lukaku in this one?
Well, we could do, but we don't have any defence. I mean, we're going to be playing with 2 defenders if we don't get rid of Trent.
Good point, yeah.
So get a Chelsea... I might even be tempted.
That's not too bad. Like, now we've made the two frees. Sarr in goal, Van Dijk, Reguilon, Rudiger, Salah, Sarr, Suchik, Fernandez, Zaha, Antonio captain, and Tony. I think we can get away with that this week.
The other thing you could do, I guess, is once you've done Trent to Rudiger, you've got enough actually to do Bruno and Hurst to like a playing midfielder who's like around Zaha's price, and then you could get Lukaku in that way and just do it for a minus four, and that seems good as well. I don't know.
Yeah, because we've got 4.9 in the bank.
That's, I mean, so maybe do Fernandez and Hurst, like get Torres back and just bench him maybe, and then like put Lukaku and probably Zaha you can afford for Bruno Fernandez, I think. Yeah, you can almost certainly afford that, I think.
Yeah, hold on. So Lukaku comes in and 10.2 then for a mid.
Still, even after you got Lukaku, yeah.
Yep. So Lukaku, Rudiger are in, and then we've got 10.2 for a mid.
That's crazy.
So who can we get for 10.2? Probably no one that good.
You can have Son if you want.
Yeah, Son's 9.5. He probably seems the best bet to me.
You almost feel inclined to spend all the money, especially the week before wildcard, don't you? You know what I mean? You're thinking like, I guess Son's the only one who we don't have really.
Double
we don't
Spurs. What can go wrong?
God.
Yeah. I think it's all right.
It's definitely a fun team anyway. And Lukaku captain, obviously, I think. And then we're good, I think.
Yep. Cool. I'm going to make those moves as well. Lukaku.
I didn't think we'd be bringing in Son this week when we started the stream, I have to say. So,
me neither. But here we are. We need to do something.
it's not bad, I don't think. Then just bench Torres and then you're good, I think.
Yeah, so we're selling Trent, Fernandez and Hurst, bringing Lukaku, Son and Rudiger. Yeah, confirm.
Done. That seems like three really good in for the three out, doesn't it, really? It seems like a good deal, I think.
It does, yeah. I need to go through and sort my other teams out. I don't know what I'm going to do with my main team yet. I don't really know. I want to get Lukaku, but team looks all right. I might just add Trent to Rudiger and just keep it all consistent across the board.
Yeah, I normally don't advocate hits in single game weeks, as I've said to you before, on fan team especially, but this week has been such a shambles with injuries. I think this is a week, if any, to take a hit sort of thing and just try and fix your team. So I'm going to be taking a hit on quite a lot of my season-long teams, I think, actually.
Yeah, so the person in first has got 507 points. I'm on 443. So I'm 64 points-ish behind. It seems like quite a lot, not going to lie. But, you know, 2,000 in the world, it'd just be nice to get into the prize places, really. I think then, Josh, that's pretty much it for us from this week. Next week, we'll be doing the wildcard teams. I'll be wildcarding my FPL team as well, so it'll just be wildcard central for me. So I'll definitely need to get a spreadsheet out like you've done. How are you getting on in the Champions League?
Oh, absolutely horrendous, mate. I held Haaland this week because I knew I was going to get Marlon on for him. And to be fair, Marlon scored, so it wasn't bad. But everyone who did the Haaland to Benzema or Haaland to Lewandowski transfer really, really bared fruits this week, I think. So I've fallen even further behind those people, I think. I think I'm about 6,000 on both my teams.
Yeah, I had a really good start and then I've fallen. I was 200th and now I've fallen to 3,000. And my other team's 5,000, but I had Lewandowski captain and I didn't get points from anyone else. I was the only player that I got points from, so I got that right. But yeah, because we were bigging up Traore, weren't we, for ages, the Shakhtar Donetsk guy, and he went off injured after about 10 minutes.
He got stretchered off, mate. I was gutted. Yeah. Like, it was a really bad injury as well. It was like really frustrating.
Yeah, terrible.
And also Sheriff, who we tipped to be the whipping boys, are going to win the Champions League, I think, the way it's going. So
and this is why people listen to us, because we're just so good with our insights.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so I had the opposite to you, actually, mate. I had one return from each of my attackers, but didn't have that big haul a captain or anything, whereas you had the captain haul, but nothing from any of the others. So between us, we'd have won the whole lot, to be honest, mate. But there we go.
That's how I feel every week, mate. Well, thank you, everyone, for watching or listening on the podcast version as well. Josh and I will be back next week to talk more fan team. Make sure you enter the free roll if you're part of the 1 million prize league, and anyone could enter the Fantasy Scouts league. The code, as I keep mentioning, is FFScout. You can see it on the fan team page. There's a link in the description below. Make sure you sign up. That's completely free. So there's no reason not to do it. And we will see you next week.